The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. You can join us on the party line at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I have a brief story about yours truly I'd like to share on the radio.
Just tell me more about
first time we've really talked today. Woke up this morning and thought I had gotten hit by a Mack truck. Like, I'm sore as hell. I didn't even know why. Like, my legs. Yeah. I'm like, what's up?
Wow, must have a hell of a workout yesterday, huh?
Well, I thought about it, and I've been getting modest exercise. And when I say modest, I've been doing like 50 push-ups a day in like two increments, 25 and 25. It's a big deal for me.
All right.
Takes a lot of effort. I sweat. I breathe hard. And I've been doing a little, you know, walking of the dogs. Try to take them up some distance. So, you know, that's strenuous as I get for the most part. But anyways, my son's been participating in Special Olympics track. And I coached a lot of these very same athletes on the basketball team a couple of years ago. So when I go to practice, and yesterday I joined them, Coach Mike, hope. So anyways, I joined and helped with the practice. And track and field, you know, you can only run so many laps, and then you got to create some fun activities. So we're doing red light, green light, different stuff, having fun. And I was like watching these kids. They were coming at me like banshees, you know? So like as I would green light them and they'd get like close, and then I'd run away, you know, under red light. I'd be running away from these kids. And my son was running around. So then I decided I'm gonna challenge him. He doesn't know I'm racing him, but I know. So, you know, that gives me a little head start. Sort of Jerry Seinfeld style, you know, you get that 10-yard head start on the 100 and you might just win. I threw my heart and soul into beating that kid across the finish line. And sure, was he disadvantaged in that he didn't even know it was a race? And did I get like a 10-yard head start? Absolutely. And did I wake up with my hamstrings on fire? Oh, my God, dude. I feel like a 92-year-old man, or at least I imagine how one must feel when one, you know, gets a little older. Yeah, like Joe Biden age, 92-ish.
Oh, man, see, the more you do that, you know, the less it hurts. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Buddy, when's the last time you sprinted? Like, ran as fast as you could run?
It's not like five feet
trying to chase the mailman for the mail, but sprinted for, like, some approaching 100 yards.
Been some time. I mean, I run regularly, but I don't run full blast.
Well, this guy does. At least once a decade.
You're lucky you didn't tear a hammy, man.
I am quite lucky I didn't blow. So I was running in like loafers, dude. Jeans and loafers. I gave it my all.
Yes, well done, Michael.
We always do here.
We don't know any other way.
The best I have to offer you is Big Lie Becky and Crudy's got sore hamstrings because I ran too hard. Too fast. Some would say too fast. 844. No one's ever accused me of being fast. 844-96. Well, maybe my wife a couple times. 844-967-2789. Try to keep it real.
It's a joke, folks. Or is it?
Dick from Madison, welcome to the comedy show, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, well, I used to be fast about 50 years ago, but now they measure my 40-yard dash with an hourglass. Seriously. The Republican Party, you know, they stand for absolutely nothing, and I'm wondering, I'm going to run something by you guys. It used to be family values / character matters. Now you've got Matt Gaetz, DeSantis in Florida, Abbott in Texas, Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson here in Wisconsin. I'll give you, they're all characters, but they have no character, okay? Now, here's where I think the country is going and why it's going there. When Charles Franklin came with all his polling information. Over the long Easter weekend, I was out to visit my oldest daughter and son-in-law and two grandkids. So out in Kansas City, we went to have lunch at this place down in the old Union Station area. And my son-in-law pokes me and goes, Dick, look at this. And we're looking at this big semicircular booth, a family sitting there of six people. And the guy looked, you know, that they were ranging in age from maybe 10 or 11 up to teenage, and then the parents, all six of them were on their cell phones, paying no attention whatsoever to each other. It's what I'm saying is, no one really is paying any attention to anything relevant anymore.
Dick, appreciate that contribution. I like to be the ones to, you know, have the long stem winders about dinner I had at a recent occasion. But I lost you somewhere there because I was scrolling through Facebook. No,
hey,
I did.
If it's too loud, you're too old, Dick. Listen, I hear what you're saying, and I don't know that that's any political thing. I mean, I think people are easily distracted, regardless of your age and your political persuasion, by the gadgets and the bright lights and the flashy things. That being said, I think your earlier point to the character matters, and family values and these things, well, it never mattered. See, I mean, that's the big secret, because if it did, they would not have discarded it so quickly and so easily when they had a Cheeto Messiah in chief. And Donald Trump is the kind of guy, you know, a pocket full of cash brings out the worst in everybody. And he is a cancerous infection. And he, as many Republicans indicated when he became the leader of that party, that he's going to destroy that party. And that's exactly what he is doing. There's no character here. I mean, Becky Clayfish is what in Wisconsin, you're comparing this to Deflategate. They won the game, but did they win legitimately? Well, yes. Yes. Every court case, every recount. Yes, Becky, that is the answer. They did win legitimately.
New morning consult polling about Republicans. Are they anti-Semitic? Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
47% of Republicans think anti-Semitism's a major issue. Like, if their candidate was anti-Semitic, 47% would have a problem. If their candidate was homophobic, 25% of Republicans would have a problem with that.
So that's why Ron DeSantis is going to be... than it is to be a Jewish candidate in the Republican Party.
And racist?
Racist?
Just a little racist? 38% of Republicans would have a problem with a racist candidate.
Oh.
The rest are just fine. That's 62% of them. They're anti-Semitic, homophobic, racist. You know, and that's their best qualities.
And that's not fringe, baby. That is what it is.
Come back with us. That's your Republican base.